Think, think, think. What am I going to do? Where do I start? I want to scream. But in the face of disaster, it's best to remain calm. I can deal and remain positive. I wasn't crushed by a piano, and only one side of the terrace is unprotected now. I still have the entrance and the side. But if I don't get the front portion covered facing the canal, the best seating, I can say goodbye to a lot of business. Lists are my life. Without them, I'd never get anything done. I have clear goals, marking up the destinations like a metro map. Miss your stop and you're screwed. I know how to get from point A to point B and onward, with grit and determination. As the events from the morning swim around in my brain, I pull out my moleskin notebook from my bag and glance at the first page, as I always do. Although this notebook is new, the first page always starts out with my mantra. Mise en place. Prepare everything in advance. My ingredients, my life, my dreams. Point A began on my 15th birthday, when my Bohemian mother, a purveyor of yoga, the chakras, and all things New Age, told me that when the winds of change blow your way, one has to decide which direction you want it to take you, and that sometimes you just had to go with the flow to float into bliss. I usually ignored her profound, wacky statements until, very nonchalantly in her sing-song voice, she'd announced that she was leaving my father so we could ride the breezes of freedom with the wings of hummingbirds, and I needed to pack my bags. 1 week later, with a lot of grumbling about me insisting I spend summers and school breaks with Dad, Mom and I moved out of our swanky beach house in Malibu with floor-to-ceiling windows to a two-bedroom apartment above a boulangerie in the 4th arrondissement of Paris, right in the heart of the Marais, also where I had my incident with the rat. Mom positioned the move as a vacation, telling me that she and Dad simply grew apart, wanted to live separate lives, but they still loved each other and loved me. 13 years later, and we're still here without my dad. The divorce, as Mom put it, was easy and almost painless, like ripping off a Band-Aid. Honestly, Dad, with his head stuck in business deals and making money, didn't have much time for me anyway, unless he was instructing me on the finer points of the stock market and making sound investments. At first, I missed him, but save for a couple of family vacations, I rarely saw him anyway. Mom and I had embarked on an adventure filled with a reckless abandonment I'd never experienced in California. Paris was new and exciting. The busy streets, the historical sights, the smell of the fresh-baked bread and viennoiseries, like chocolate and almond croissants, wafting into my bedroom window every morning. I'd realized my life in the States had starved me of my appetite, and I wanted to fill up, eat, and inhale life in one single gulp. I still remember the moment I tasted my first buttery croissant and drooled over an epic coq au vin. I remember all those moments my taste buds were awakened by a symphony of delectable flavors. All the cheeses, more than 1,000, the sauces, the decadence, and I knew I wanted to become a chef. Mom supported that decision, telling me that I was a formidable woman who could do anything she set her mind on. The proof is right here, my restaurant. Thankfully, I followed my dad's advice, and having invested wisely over the years, my portfolio grew. Along with my dad's stipend, aka guilt money, I put myself through Le Cordon Bleu, worked at the top restaurants for 6 years, climbing the ranks, ending up at the now Michelin-starred Cendrillon Paris, and I'm more than ready to strike out on my own. But the pressure is on because my lease came with a huge caveat. I have 6 months from the opening of the restaurant to get things on track, to make the restaurant a success.